Why do you birthday people? It's because this is the Aquarians, I think, that are getting readings this month, because right now, the person that I'm going to be reading, you guys will hear her name in the reading section, but for now, I just love the creativity of our people. I'm running behind on this podcast because I have been in a chokehold watching The Hood Healer with Astro 5D. Mark this day in your calendars. Woo, that discussion got you feeling all itchy and uncomfortable, huh? Whoo, I don't know if they're gonna save that, but I'm gonna get through this so I can get back over there. Otherwise, I wouldn't get this reading out. So saying that, let's get to it, okay? And I'm looking forward to see, it's one reading, thanks to why I'm so nonchalant about it all, because if I had to do a whole bunch right now, whoa. But anyway, everything's going well. The podcast is now, as of today, on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon Music. Thank you. Why not? I'm sharing the love. So, again, with that being said, we're going to get to the reading and we're going to find some music that inspires me so I can play it in my ears. So, also note there'll be two episodes for each of these now because I want to put my music at the end. Thank you. I want y'all to hear the music that I listen to when I'm doing particular reading. So, let's see what hits me today. And I'll see you guys on the other side. The outro narrative, darling. Okay. Toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Happy birthday, Beauty of Becoming. Oh my God. I love that name. Thank you very much for ordering this birthday card for yourself. I think you're going to get some good information that you can look forward to applying to your life this year. Okay. And I decided for some reason to use the Food Oracle deck. It's one of my favorite decks. If you've seen me in Instagram, you know that I love using this deck. And so I'm going to pull a card. And I hope that you have a wonderful year. I hope this message resonates with you, Beauty of Becoming. And the card that I pulled for you were lemons. It was lemons card. And this card has to deal with alchemy, which is amazing. I mean, this is a card that's going to take you places. You know, this is a card that's going to show you how to be a magician. This is them saying it's time for you to turn metaphysical aspects of your life into the magic that you possess. So it's saying that you can, the reason why they're using lemons as a symbol of alchemy is because of that saying, you know, turning lemons into lemonade. And sometimes we get ourselves into situations that no longer serve us. And then we're like, what can I pull from the rubble, baby? Oh my God. And you know we need to move on. I mean, what are you going to do? The energy is stagnant, right? And some people make it sound so easy. But it's so easier said than done. But they're saying that now is a good time to make that change for the better. Now's the time to turn that lemon into lemonade. And then you can turn it around and maybe take the lemon zest and put that into something. Maybe you can use the healing properties. Maybe some things deserve a little more sweetness and not so much tartness. They want you to know that turning this lemon into so many different things and for so many different reasons is how you need to take your current situation and how to look forward, especially this year, in regards to what can I do to take this situation? How do I bring together what others could see as wreckage and turn it into something for the better for myself? And you know what? Beauty of becoming. I decided, because you were the only reading today, that I would pull a crystal card for you as well. And when I pull this card, I'm going to read what the back of the card says, because I'm interested in hearing what kind of crystal can you use to help with you in this alchemy. You know what I mean? What can you do? What can you hold in terms of harnessing the energy to create the magic, to make the changes? And the card that I have pulled for you is the blue obsidian. Interesting. Let me read the back verbatim. This card is about being expansive. This card is about divination. And this card and this crystal, I'm sorry, is about astral travel. Cool to the core, blue obsidian is created from a natural volcanic glass that has the ability to expand one's natural talents. Astral travel and envisioning dreams are protected and safe when you are using this crystal. A powerful divination stone. Blue obsidian enhances psychic abilities and uncovers natural talents for the unknown. Hello. It clears away mental clutter and makes way for clear channeling of intuitive messages, allowing you to focus on one message at a time. Yes. A natural healer, blue obsidian promotes circulation for your body and opens the aura to receive. Wonderful. Wonderful, darling. This is going to change things. This is going to get you to see your natural talents, how the alchemist in you will be able to travel from here and understand that, hey, all I need is a map. All you need is a map, honey. You follow the trail, you turn the rubble into gold and treasure. They're saying you have the ability, especially psychically, because of this blue obsidian card. So I wish for you, I hope for you, I pray for you, your advancement in anything that you desire, you can change. And I hope you bring back good news to me about this birthday messaging. I wish you a wonderful, happy birthday. And thank you again for ordering this birthday card reading. Y'all, I am just been so distracted. This intro and outro is taking me hours to do because I am watching this amazing live, this historical live with the Hood Healer and Astro 5D. But I know I need to get this out. I haven't even been listening to music during this whole time. I've been so distracted. And they keep shutting the room down. And you know what that means, darlings, don't you? If anyone even listens to this podcast, you know, this is going to be an underground situation. They have no idea the types of content I provide in here, darling. If you can understand or hear the sound of my voice, just know you were meant to hear this, okay? So I want to tell you a little something, a little secret. When I was talking to you in the intro, I was shuffling a deck, not necessarily for anyone in particular. And I don't do pop-out cards. You know, lately they've been popping some things out for me. And I said, okay. And guess what card came out from the Food Healing Oracle deck? Avocado. And avocado symbolizes healing. And one of the things that the description really talks about is the fragility of an avocado. The absolute fragility of an avocado. But just know that, you know, when your body, listen to your bodies, everybody out there, it knows where the healing and nurturing is needed the most. It knows where these things are needed emotionally and mentally and physically and spiritually. My top four, babies. My top four. So listen, be present. Be present, be present. And try to listen to whatever is rising within your being and whatever is asking for the attention. And notice where your energy is being spent. Get back to you now, babies. Get back to you now. And you know what? You can. Oh, you know, I love this cliche time. Listen, you can only give from the overflow. Don't dip into the space of you. Don't dip into the space of you. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Don't jeopardize your own healing. In order to heal others, why are you taking priority over yourself? Now people say, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? See y'all next week, okay? Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.